Well, that's quite a maniacal giggle you got out of Jerry at the end of that jam, Ned.
Yeah, it was sort of a belly laugh. I remember it pretty clearly.
Y'all sound pretty peaked right there. Yeah. September 11th, 1974 is the date. Alexander Palace in London is the venue. Third of three shows. A lot of stuff went on in that three-day run, and it all ended that night with a pretty high performance. And what you just heard was sort of the middle, the Phil and Ned thing that sort of became an entire Grateful Dead thing with Ned. I love the way you pushed Jerry in the beginning of the Eyes Jam, too, man.
Yeah.
Nice of him to let you start by playing lead there.
Yes. When I first came to California, Jerry was very nice to me. He took me, he invited me over to his house, and he taught me all the tunes. I remember he was living in a tract home in Nevada, where I live now, in just a really straight track home neighborhood, and he had a piano in his garage, and he was very nice to me through the years, but right from the beginning, he just taught me the tunes, and we played together, and we shared, you know, I had all these transcribed solos from the jazz musicians, piano players and horn players, and I showed them to him, and we played through them. Phil was the same way, so was David. As I said before, you got to count your blessings, and amongst them are the people that you play music with, and your friends, and dare I say it, your cats and your other loved ones.
A volunteer wanted to find out if you ever got your sheet music back. What the hell is that about?
I think he's referring to this plea went out on the radio in Marin County. I had a Halliburton camera case that was filled with sheet music, a symphony that I had written, and string quartets and big band jazz music. I had played in a big band jazz group and a quintet-sized group, and a lot of music, and it was stolen out of my car. I think somebody thought it was a camera. And my friends put it out over the radio for people to look around for it in garbage cans, and because once they realized it wasn't a camera, whoever stole it would probably just throw it away, but that stuff was never recovered. But that went out over KTIM, and there is one other really beautiful little story that goes with that, and that is that I was invited to play on KTIM, which was a Marin County radio station back then, and with David T. late at night, I think twice, but one time that I remember very clearly, he allowed me to plug my ARP synthesizer into his board and play directly live out to people with the warning that they shouldn't drive off the roads or become crazy in some way or other because of what they were hearing. And the most profound, one of the most profound responses I ever got for my music and for Sea Stones came that night with a lady who called in who was blind and who had heard the Sea Stones record and wanted to impress upon me how touched she was by the music. As I had said, the music was it was composed for a very tactile three-dimensional space, and it was very gratifying. And if she's still listening, I want to thank her again. It was very gratifying to know that I had touched someone that deeply with my music, and so the net result of having my music stolen was actually to find out how deeply I touched someone. And so in some ways I lost something, and in other ways I actually gained something that I still carry with me.
Well, the universe sure works in some interesting ways, doesn't it?
Yes.
We've also gotten a lot of messages online and on the phone from various people who were at MIT. There seems to be a correlation between MIT attendance and love of the Grateful Dead somehow. Alan Baum was asking what dorm. I think we got that answer already.
I'll answer that again for those people who are
listening. Oh, that's right. It wasn't on the air.
East Campus.
And that's where you brought the dead back to your dorm room?
Yes, and we hung out for a couple of hours.
And Dave Spitzer, who's a frequent contributor to this marathon, who also sent me some photos from my book, Conversations with the Dead. Dave gave me some shots of that, or the Kresge Plaza.
Yes, and he's one of the few people I've ever met who was at my MIT Chapel 8-track concert that Mickey and Jerry and Phil came to, and that's where they invited me to California. And he actually, I believe, photographed the Grateful Dead concert out at Kresge Plaza.
Yes.
That Kent State weekend, also wrote about it in the newspaper, the MIT newspaper, and again, those were very very amazing times. David, of course, wrote songs about Kent State. To spend time with those people and have them hear my music and hear their music, and come together over that sad, tragic, unfortunate circumstances is something that we all carry today.
Ned, I'm going to let you go.
Okay.
It's been a wonderful few hours with you here. I thank you so much for bringing this music out. Do you want to tell us a little bit about this book you're working on?
Not really. I don't want to disappoint people. I think it's going to take another year for me to finish. What I don't want to disappoint people about is that it's not really about the Grateful Dead. It is fiction. It is somewhat autobiographical. And what I tell people, I don't mean to be cryptic, but it's a living gift to me, the book, just like Sea Stones was and just like my musical life was and probably will be again. And it's a story, it's a love story. It's about magic and it's about honor and mostly it's about redemption. I want to thank everybody for listening, and I can't tell you how gratified I've been at the response in the chat room and in the call-ins, a lot of which, of course, hasn't been heard out over the air during the process of these couple of hours. And I guess I just want to say to everybody that you are the eyes of the world, and you guys are the song that the morning brings. We're here to help KPFA. They're one of the buttons on my in my car that I can push and hear what I hear from KPFA. So help them out. And as I said, thank you again. It's been very gratifying after 26 years of being away to see that you're remembered and you've touched some people. So. David, I want to thank you very much as well.
It's been a pleasure to work with you on this, and I hope we'll hear from you again soon. And there seems to be a great amount of encouragement out there for you to get some of your music out into the world. So if I can help with that in any way, I'll be glad to. Let's go back and listen to the first piece we played again, a little reprise of Ned's Number One here. This is recorded March 17th, 1975, your birthday.
Yes.
David Crosby, Jerry Garcia, Phil Lesh, Billy Kreutzmann, and Ned Lagen. You're listening to the KPFA Marathon, 510-848-5732, 1-800-439-5732.